Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Thursday, December 21st, 4 days before Christmas. But you're not allowed to talk about the Prince of Peace. The only thing important during Christmas time is how are holiday sales doing? Yeah, not a word about peace. All the little prostitutes in the media, little media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters. All they sell is hate, fear, and hysteria. Because, hey, that brings the ratings up. Peace? You know, fuck off. We're war whores on parade. Anyway, let's start off with, remember, the trend is your friend. And we're the only ones giving you trends in the news. Nobody anywhere. Oh, I love this thing. This is what's trending. I'll go fuck off with your bullshit. This is what's trending. They don't know dick about shit. Nobody teaches trend forecasting. Nobody, anywhere, any place in the media, because they don't know how to do it. And these are my books. Trends 2000, international bestseller. Trend tracking, far better than Megatrends, Time Magazine. I put my trend forecasting record up against anybody in the world. Show me what you've done over the last 1980? Yeah. So then we could talk. So we're giving you everything we can that no one else has given you. And remember, hit the subscribe button here. Get this message out because we're giving you the truth in trends where they're just selling fear and hysteria. Anyway, on the market front, yesterday the markets were way down. Worst time since September, but they're up today. And yeah, they're up. This is going to, again, Gregory Mannarino, read his article in the Trends Journal, shows you where it's going and what's next on that. And hey, did you see gold prices today? Yeah. $2,050. And that's Mannarino's site, Trader's Choice. And as we said, gold prices go up as the dollar goes down and interest rates go lower. And it's the death of the dollar. And the future is paved with gold. Home prices are up. Yep, they're up in all major cities, except for Austin. But they're up, let's see. In November, home sales fell 7.3%. These are the home sales, not the prices. And existing home sales for the full year in 2023 are now on track to be the lowest since 2011. And 2011 was... That was back in the Great Recession. So things weren't so good back then. And what else do we have? It's about inventory, by the way. Inventory is very low because interest rates are really high and people that are owning homes aren't going to sell them because they got to pay more to get another mortgage. But as interest rates go down, sales are going to go up. The national median existing home price rose 4% in November from a year earlier to $387,600, according to the National Association of Realtors. $387,000. There's no inflation. Fuck off. Inflation's taken care of. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Everything's fine. Who could afford that? You got a job at Target? No, I work at Starbucks. I'm a barrister. How about a coffee jerk? When I was a kid, I worked in a soda fountain. They call us soda jerks. No, I was a soda barrister. They give you those names because they treat you like shit and pay you crap. So they build you up with a name. You're a barrister, a barista, whatever the fuck they call it. Yep. What else? You ready? Small U.S. banks are increasingly at risk in commercial property slump. Holy shit, blow me away. Wow, big story on Bloomberg yesterday. We warned about this over 3 years. It's your bank, your office building bust. This thing is going to be very serious. And you better get ready for your top trends of 2024. They're going to be out in 2 weeks. And one of them is going to be relating to this. About 14% of all commercial real estate loans and 44% of loans on office buildings appear to be in negative equity. Why, you're selling fear and hysteria. Everything is just fine. You only have an office occupancy rate of 50%, according to Castle Systems. Depending on whose numbers you're looking at office vacancy rates anywhere between vacant, nobody in there, boop, zero, nada, in the United States between 14 and 20%. U.S. banks held about $2.7 trillion in commercial real estate debt at the end of the third quarter, according to the University of California. Commercial property values, down 22%. Everything's fine. Keep playing those markets. Step right up. Step right up. You ready? Container rates hit $10,000 as ocean freight inflation soars in Red Sea crisis. Yeah, the Houthis are bombing ships going out because the Houthis have been slaughtered. Everybody forgets this shit. By that arrogant Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Barack Obama. Yep. And he sent over to Anthony Blinken. I'm Anthony Blinken. I went to Dalton. I went to Harvard. My daddy was an ambassador. My uncle was an ambassador. And I'm going to Saudi Arabia to give them strategic intelligence so they can keep slaughtering more Yemenis. Oh, you don't know about that. That only happened a couple of years ago. So this is serious. They're tired of getting slaughtered. Again, wait till you see some of your top trends of 2024 because it relates to this. Let's see. CNBC has learned that logistic managers were quoted this morning an ocean freight rate of $10,000 per 40-foot container. Last week, that 40-foot container, $10,000 now, $2,400. More war, and guess what? More inflation. That's right. But we won't talk about that. Everything is just fine. As of Thursday morning, 158 vessels are currently rerouting away from the Red Sea, according to CNBC, rather. And then U.S. plans task force to aid Red Sea ships. USA plans task force. Who the fuck are you kidding? You can't win. You can't stop shit. You haven't won a war since World War II. Hey, you scumbag politicians. Did a great job with the Iraq war. Nah, you only killed a couple of million people. Only cost a couple of trillion bucks. Oh, and the Afghan war was just delightful. We're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. Over a 20-year war. Hundreds of thousands slaughtered. Millions, billions, trillions spent. Oh, and they passed the new defense budget. Yeah, it's only about $1 trillion, $862 billion. Yeah, fuck off. You put CIA in there. We won't tell you how much that is. Homeland Security, NSA, all of that, FUCK. Yeah, those are the FUCK agencies. You got well over $1 trillion as the country's going down the crapper. And again, it's Christmas time and the politicians are fucking over us and we got to tell them, who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? So you get your T-shirt and let it be known because we have to fight this. That arrogant guy, Lloyd Austin, man, you should hear him shoot his mouth off. Hey, I'm in the military. We'll tell you what to do. You take orders from us. You're not a good soldier. That's his fucking attitude. USA plan. Yo, I forgot the Vietnam War. You only killed 3.5 million Vietnamese. It's about 60,000 American troops, wounded 250,000 and blew the minds out of millions. Okay, here's another one. This is big news. Wall Street Journal, no relief seen for troubled office market. Son of a bitch, blow me away. I would have never known. In the fourth quarter, 62% of U.S. businesses allowed employees to work from home some days a week, up from 51% in the first quarter, according to Scoop Technologies. And we could go on with this, but it's in your Trends Journal. Much more old news to Trends Journal subscribers. Troop is projecting that office delinquency rate could be over 8%. Yeah, no shit. So this is serious. This is serious. And by the way, what they don't talk about is all the businesses that are destroyed. Your foot traffic in New York City is down 33%. All the dry cleaners, the restaurants, the shoemakers, the hairstylists, delicatessens, one after another, going down. But we won't talk about that. Hey, let's look at those equity markets that the 1% owns 54% of. More than 100,000 workers at U.S.-based tech companies have been laid off in mass job cuts this year. No shit. In your Trends Journal, this is our 65th week. 65th week of listing job cuts. This is serious, and it's going to get a lot worse in the new year. Oh, this is a big story. Look at this big story in today's Wall Street Journal. I call it the Wall Shit Journal because that's what they're giving us now. Fast food chains shift focus to beverages. Beverage sales and snack chain sales grew 14.3% in 2022 compared with the year earlier. And coffee shops increased 13.2%. So people are drinking and eating more shit. What a bunch of crap they're serving. And that's what we got, blimpitis, and it's only going to get worse. So here's the headline story. It's only buried on page A8 in the Wall Street Journal. Nothing on the front page about it. Hamas rejects Israel's ceasefire plan. Why those dirty Hamas? Oh, wait a minute. Palestinian group says fighting must stop before talks for hostages resume. What do you mean fighting must stop? We got to keep slaughtering people. Again, this is the crap. You know, look at the headlines. Look at Drudge Report. Look what Drudge puts up. This Prague gunman kills 14 in student terror at UNI. Murdered his own dad. Rampage rocks Europe. Not one article in the Drudge Report about the Israel war and the slaughter of over 20,000 Palestinians. Oh, this guy killed 14 people and his dad. Oh, and all of Europe. Oh my God. That's the shit they shovel down your throat. How about the 70% of those dead over there being women and children? Now, who cares? They're only Palestinians. Oh, but in Prague, that's big fucking news. This is the shit they're shoveling down your throat. They're shit dealers. You go to the Cartoon News Network, CNN. The big story. This victim on the Green River killer now has a name. Authorities, a bunch of fucking shit. I'm an authority. You're just a piece of crap. I'm an authority. Authorities say they identified remains belonging to a teenager who ran away from a family's home in 1992. What the fuck do I care? What the fuck do I care? Not a word, not one word on the whole front page of the Cartoon News Network about the slaughter, the genocide that Israel is committing against the Palestinians. So I encourage you to visit trendsjournal.com because we're giving you what nobody else is. That's trendsjournal.com. And if you're already subscribed, thank you so much. And your support keeps us going. And if not, get on board, all aboard. Sign up on our website, trendsjournal.com. No risk, 30-day money-back guarantee. You get full access and all you pay is less than a crappy cup of coffee from one of these joints. Nobody, everybody's drinking beverages. Oh, the beverages only cost, what, about $5 or whatever. And you get this for $2.85 a week. So we provide you with news analysis and trend forecasts you won't get anywhere else in the world, and we base it on facts and data. So invest in your mind for a new year. We also ask you, very much so, when you go to trendsjournal.com, to consider giving what you can to our annual fundraiser that keeps us 100% independent. No ads. And on a personal note, of course, on behalf of the Trends Journal team, and we're from coast to coast, from Kingston to the West Coast, we wish you and your family a healthy, happy Christmas and a peaceful holiday season and a happy new year. And the holidays are a special time to remember what's truly important. And again, most of all, peace on earth. We're giving you everything we can. In the articles, we got a whole section on AI, whole article on technocracy. Again, Occupy Peace, a dying war. What side you on? So support us. And you might want to support Occupy Peace too. Donate to Occupy Peace. So going back, they say that Hamas, again, the Wall Street Journal, the Wall Shit Journal, Hamas rejects Israel's ceasefire plan. So Netanyahu said he vowed to continue the war against Hamas until the Palestinian group is eliminated entirely. We are fighting until victory. We will not stop the war until we achieve all its goals. The choice I propose to Hamas is very simple: surrender or die. Oh, that's very simple. We'll surrender to you, and then you'll kill us. All Hamas terrorists, from the first to the last, are dead men walking. So what the hell is he saying? He's calling them dead men walking, but then he's telling them to surrender or die? Oh. And they're going to surrender or die? Take a look at the picture. This is buried in the toilet paper record of the destruction that Israel has committed on Hamas. And you got to, and Gaza, excuse me. Everything blown the fuck away. Nothing left. Nothing left. So they give you the bullshit that they're just killing all these people, slaughtering them. And we're doing this to get Hamas. Who the fuck are you talking to? Who the fuck are you talking to? I'm talking to the prostitutes. I'm talking to the media whores. I'm talking to the politicians. Are you ready? This is from the Mint. This is who he's talking to. Top 10 politicians taking the most Israel lobby cash. This is from Mint Press. And by the way, my friend who's Jewish sent me this. Joe Biden, $4,346,000 he's taken in so far. Robert Mendez, about $2.5 trillion almost. Mitch McConnell, almost $2 trillion. Chuckie Schumer, $1,725,000. Steny Hoyer, another arrogant little fuck. $1,620,000. Teddy Cruz, little arrogant piece of stupid fucking shit. These are the people telling us what to do, paid off little boys. $1.3 million. Dick Dauben, $1.126 million. Ron Wyden, $1.279 million. Chantel Brown, $1 million. On and on and on. So that's what's going on. EU should prepare for war. Wait, hold that one. Hold it. Entire Gaza population facing hunger crisis. Famine risk, UN reports. This is today. The entire 2.3 million population of Gaza is facing crisis levels of hunger and risks of famine is increasing each day, the United Nations reported today. It doesn't get any worse. The world, this is their language. That's a quote. The World Program chief economist said, I've never seen something at a scale that is happening in Gaza at this speed. It's a situation where pretty much everybody in Gaza is hungry. On and on and on. And not a word. No coverage, nothing, 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 nothing. And ready? Israel officials said Tel Aviv is moving closer toward a full-scale war with Hezbollah. And their Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus said, quote, "We are closer today to war with Hezbollah than with yesterday." And last week, an IDF official told Newsweek that Tel Aviv plans to remove Hezbollah from the Lebanese border. They take anybody off the border you want. You got rid of the Syrians, you overtook the Golan Heights, keep stealing the land and killing people. And it goes on and on. We're giving you everything we can. And this other article, this clown that's playing the fence character over there in Germany, defense minister, German defense minister, Boris Pistorius, Boris Piece of Piss, defense minister. Look at the names they give these people. A fucking political hack with a bad fucking attitude. EU should prepare for war by end of decade. Yeah, the Germans are and we're going to, oh, you ready? And they go on to say that Germany has intensified efforts to rebuild its armed forces. And they envision the Bundeswehr being ready for war and Germany assuming a leadership role in the European military landscape. This is from Euronews. Oh, yeah, the Germans. Yeah, put them in charge again. You loved World War One, didn't you? Hey, how about those Nazis? Huh? They were great. Look at this crap. We said World War III has already begun. Again, a lot more. We're giving you everything we can. U.S. has a clear path for Ukraine's future, Blinken said. What the fuck is a clear path? Look at the fucking horse shit they sell, and nobody goes after them. We do, and that's why we need your support. And again, we said, oh, yeah, forgot about the counteroffensive, didn't you? You said it was going to be great. Everybody said, we said it was bullshit. So support us. We're supporting you. And don't forget, Salenti and the Judge, a great interview I did with Judge Napolitano yesterday. You got to check it out. And again, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Peace on Earth, Goodwill to all. Ciao, ciao.
At the TransJournal, the best investment you could make. Because it's the best investment into your mind and it can change how you look at the world.
His work is actually a gold mine. Anybody interested in politics, political trends, economic trends, social trends, cultural trends, you have to follow him, Gerald Celente.
The Trends Journal is one of the greatest sources of information, and it really is. You're predicting these things well ahead of time. I would encourage everyone to go grab the latest copy.
I've been a Trends Journal subscriber for 20 years. I just have to commend you. What you guys have put together in your latest Trends Journal, there's nothing like this out there.
Sir, everything that you predicted about the economy, you were absolutely right. So I have followed you all this time. So please take a look at the Trends Journal.
You correctly forecast that the Fed would hike rates quite aggressively, correctly said that initially gold and silver would drop as the Fed starts to raise rates to 1.5% and above. When we spoke last, Bitcoin was around 49,000. You said you expect to drop, and if it drops below 30, 35, then it could really drop.
Trends Journal, which I would encourage people to go and check out. It's actually a 200-page document, pure data-driven analysis.
Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster in the world. Gerald, you had an interesting call back in September of last year. You said gold had bottomed, which is exactly what happened. And here we are, and we're above $1,900.
Subscribe to the Trends Journal. Read history before it happens at trendsjournal.com.